Thank you very much, Pastor Ray. Thank you, church, for praying for us, for supporting us. We're very, very thankful and very blessed to have you as partners with us on the front lines. Actually, you can speak. Your prayers really help open up doors. The Lord uses them in many ways. And so we're excited to share with you how God has been answering your prayers. It's like Pastor Ray said, it is all what God has done. Well, as he says, my name is Joy, and this is my husband, Kerem. And I'm from Northwest Florida. My husband was born and raised in Turkey as a Muslim, and he came to know the Lord. Incredible testimony. You can ask him about that later. And the Lord put us together, and we served in Turkey together for 7 years. And then Turkey banned me, and so I can't enter the country anymore. And we started looking around to see what the Lord had in store for us. And he led us to the country of Georgia, working with the Azerbaijani people. The Azerbaijani people, their language and their culture is very, very, very similar to Turkey. And so the door is wide open there, even more so in Turkey, and the Lord led us to work there. So well, the next slide shows our vision, and that is to see the Turkic people specifically worshiping the Lord in every community, every place, basically, to see them come together and worship the Lord, the true God. And next slide talks about how we are dealing with that. Our mission is to train the national people. So we're two people, but if we can train the local people to evangelize and to disciple, then it can multiply because they're training people to do the same thing. And that was what God has put on our hearts, and we're with an incredible team in Georgia working on that together. The next slide, I believe, shows a map, and it shows a little bit of where we are. So between Europe and Africa is the Mediterranean Sea. Above the big Mediterranean Sea is a smaller sea called the Black Sea, and to the right of that is the Caspian Sea. So we are in the region between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, and that's Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, part of Iran. Next slide, please. On this slide, this tells about the three countries that we are working in. And first one being Georgia has about 500,000 Azerbaijani people living in Georgia. And we're going to talk a little bit more about them later. But some people getting together who are working with them, they wrote down who they knew were believers among these Azerbaijani communities. They came up with 80 followers of Christ out of these 500,000 people. That really disturbed us. What can we do about that? In Iran, surprisingly, there are at least 20 million Azerbaijanis in Iran. Some people say as much as 40 million. It's hard to get numbers out of Iran, but at least 20 million Azerbaijanis in Iran speaking Azerbaijani, culture very close, Muslim people. And in Azerbaijan itself, 10 million people, about 10,000 believers in Jesus. And this number is growing quickly. So, more Azerbaijanis in Iran than in Azerbaijan. Next slide, please. This is a picture from our social media studio, and the next slide shows some statistics about that. We have a team in Azerbaijan, so I'm going to start with Azerbaijan. We're talking about three countries, but I'm starting with Azerbaijan, and that's where we started. Our teammates started a social media ministry, and now we're very involved in helping organize it, especially my husband. There's a team of Azerbaijani people who are creating content and photos, things for Facebook and TikTok and Instagram. And they are advertising people to request free New Testaments. Mm-hmm. And so about 2,000 New Testaments were requested last year. And in the past 3 years, about 2,200 people have been hand-delivered New Testaments. Now, sometimes they send it through the cargo, through the post. But if all possible, we send somebody to hand deliver the New Testament because then they have that opportunity right away to share the gospel and build a relationship with them. Our team is also very busy chatting with the people who are responding to all of these ads. So we've had, in the past couple of years, 12,500 people who have been interacting with us through chat. And the we're sending people out to 21 different provinces in Azerbaijan. Now, there's many more provinces than that, but one province at a time, or five, however God leads, we go for it. Last year, there were 17 discipleship groups that were active, and that's believers or seekers coming together and studying the Bible together. And then, we don't have good statistics, but this ministry has been going on the past 5 years. And we know at least 200 people have come to know the Lord through this ministry. But we know that this number is much bigger than that. We just haven't been able to track it. Because these people are telling their family members, are telling their friends. So many times from one believer, there's several people who have come to faith. And so we're very excited about what God is doing here. Yes. On the next slide. We learned that if you send a bunch of addresses to a church in Azerbaijan and ask them to go follow up with these people, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. And so what we need to do is we need to offer trainings to teach people how to evangelize and how to disciple. And so we started doing this and have trained a number of people in the past 3 years, mostly through short trainings, teaching them discipleship tools, evangelism tools. And so we're seeing the fruit of that, as you could see in our statistics. And the next page, the next slide, shows different places in Azerbaijan that people are responding to the gospel and that we're sending disciple makers to. We want all of that to be read. So continue to pray for us. We want to see groups of believers in every city. There's many cities with no believers. So we want to see God's presence in every city, every village in Azerbaijan. Next slide, please. We learned that just a two-day training wasn't enough, actually, because you can train somebody for 2 days and then maybe bring them back later and train them a little bit more, but they often get stuck somewhere. And then they revert back to doing what they've been doing before and not knowing how, or not remembering how to use the tools, not having enough practice. And so really, God put on our hearts that we needed to train mentors. And so we've trained several, actually, missionaries in Azerbaijan who have the same vision that we do, and they've been through our training, and then they said, yes, we love this. We're committed at least to a year. We have 10 people committed at least to a year to mentoring disciple makers. So we're very thankful for that and praying for more, because we need these people to walk alongside. We can't handle it. Our team can't mentor all these people, but God can bring other people to mentor them. So that's great. On the next slide.
Sorry, my English first. Yeah, is almost 1.5 years ago, is Azerbaijan big Baptist church pastor come to Georgia, say, what are you thinking? We serve each other for Iran. I say, absolutely. I think so. Is no, because I don't speak in his Farsi. He say it's okay because the 20 or 40 million Azerbaijani people living for Iran and speaking Azerbaijani. I say, what? Because I am never listened to. And he say, yes, true. And he say, first we want his training, and second we want his little bit his finances support, because Azerbaijan land border now is closed because COVID is continuing Azerbaijan. Yeah. And the flight of Azerbaijan to Iran is very big issue, because the government, police, and come in, hey, what are you doing? Why you come to Iran? Where are you go? Sometimes many people is follow the, okay, you walk in this and follow the agent, follow the you. And another road, first, Azerbaijan flight to Turkey, the Istanbul. And Istanbul flight to Turkey other side, one. And later rent a taxi, go to his Iran border and walking inside. It's okay because every day maybe 100, maybe 200 people is walking the border, the Iran to Turkey, Iran to Turkey, buying tea or anything. And this is a little bit free. And we starting is working, the minister. The Azerbaijan people say we working is last 10 years. We have is 12 home group. We starting 12 home group. And we starting pray, and we do it is training. He's almost 5 months training to is the disciple. And 6 months later, His group is 12, and multiply this 17 A group, home group. Yeah, 12 to 17. Starting is 5 new home group, and many believers. And he turned back, he say, "Hey brother, you know, I am learned, I am okay. We ministry now is stop time, but I have is to another couple. Please," and again, same issue is training and sending another two couple. And now we working is Tristi, is Tebriz, Hoy, and Urmiye. Is all speaking is Azerbaijani people. All population is 99% Azerbaijani people living to Iran. But I want to share the one testimony with disciple. You know, every month visiting is Azerbaijani and come to the Iran border and rent a taxi, go to city. Almost 3 hours the drive. And one day, he again rented a taxi driver coming with disciples say, "Hey brother, what you thinking is Christian people?" He say, "I know it's good people. They are very humble, very lovely, good people." And the disciples stop, changing conversation because the security problem. And the disciple is next month, he again go to Iran, again called the sand driver. He say, "Yeah, you ready? I want to go to again Tebriz." He say, "Yes, but first come to my house. We eating tea, we drinking food." And the disciples say, "Okay, but you know I'm a Christian." He say, I understand. I invite to my home because I wondering it's Christian. Please come and share." And the disciple go to his home. But sometimes his wife she's very sick. She's not working.
Kidneys
is not working, and she paining and she crying. And the disciples say, "Hey brother, can I pray your wife?" He say, "Yes." "Can I touch your wife?" He say, "Yes, brother and sister. This is not United States. This is Iran. You're not." You touch any man's wife, it's a very big issue. And he say, "No, this is your sister, please pray." And the brothers, the disciples starting to pray the she's, and she's wake up and starting serving tea and food. God is, this time is miracle. And the disciple turned back, the driver, his name Mehdi, say, "Mehdi, I think so, are you ready? Follow the Jesus." He say, "Yes, I'm ready to follow the Jesus." And say, "Okay, I pray and can you repeat me?" The disciples say, I say his first sentence and he starting cry. And I starting cry. And I say, I am second sentence. He a lot starting cry. I starting a lot cry. And later we hugging and crying. And next month, the disciple again go to Mehdi home. Mehdi wife, she is not ready to believe Jesus. Say, I'm interesting. I'm starting a little bit reading Bible. Yes, almost 1 month ago, I called the disciple. "Hey, brother, how is the going to Iran? How is the going to Mehdi wife?" He say, "Praise the God, Mehdi wife, she follow the Jesus." And she has 10 sisters, and she ready follow the Jesus, and she reading the Bible. But she now go to heaven, because she die. Oh God, I say, because I know she has 10 sisters, in my dream she believed the Jesus, and share the gospel for another sister, and many people is come to learn. But she died, and later, okay, God, I understand, because maybe she almost dead, and the disciple and go to she's the pray and she healing, and God give it time, the searching to God, and later she find it to God, and the time is finished, go to heaven. And please pray, continue Iran, because now you know is Iran and Israel is war starting, and Iran government now is very continuous, very a lot of persecution starting for Christian people, because say you are spy, you share the all things for Israel. Now the disciple is not go to is Iran, because all ministry organization is voice murder. All organizations say now is not time. Now the Iran government is very starting its persecution, very look at these people, and you go visiting its people, and again not go to visiting people because the Christian people is lost. Yeah. And now please pray, and we continue speaking is WhatsApp, Instagram, Telegram, we use it online is application, but please pray to continue Iranian people. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. On the next slide, we see a picture of a family who is hosting our disciple makers, and they're eating on the floor. They're very well-to-do, but this is just a cultural snapshot that they're still eating on the floor at a low table because that's what they're used to doing. And on the next slide, I'm going to start talking to you about Georgia. So it's a bit different, the different approaches to different countries. In Georgia, we've been living in Batumi on the Black Sea coast because it's right next to Turkey, and we still kind of wanted to have a foot in Turkey. All of our team members have spent time in Turkey and then had to leave. And so all of our hearts are still on Turkey. For Turkey. And so we wanted to do some social media and some training for Turkish people. But the Lord just really showed us clearly that the door is open right now in Azerbaijan with the Azerbaijanis, so that's what we needed to focus on. And so soon after that, we started thinking, well, then why are we living in Batumi? Because it's much easier to go to Azerbaijan from Tbilisi, the capital, which is in the center of Georgia. And so our whole team started praying, and we really felt like this is what God was calling us to do. It's closer to Azerbaijan, and it's also closer to these 500,000 Azerbaijanis in Georgia because they're around the Tbilisi area, between Tbilisi mostly and Azerbaijan. And so that's what our summer looks like. We're here, but we packed up everything, and when we get back in September, we'll be finding a house and moving into our new city.
Yeah.
So the blue circles there show the Azerbaijani villages that we're going to be targeting when we're over there. Next slide, please. Last year, we did a five-month reach program, and we're hoping to do this next year as well. We need more staff, so please be praying that God will send us more people to help with this. But we trained six Azerbaijani people last year in a five-month program, basically a missionary school, very practical skills, growing in the relationship with God and with each other, teamwork skills, conflict resolution, and very practical. They had like 2 weeks training and then 2 weeks going out and practicing it. And the Lord did a lot. So all six of these people who graduated are now in full-time ministry. One is going to Iran. One is headed to Kazakhstan. The others are serving very faithfully in Azerbaijan. We're very thankful for what the Lord has done for this. And would love to do it again as the Lord opens the doors. The next slide, please. Some of you may have seen in our emails about our dormitory project. We wanted to raise support for buying an apartment so that our REACH students and other people who came for trainings would have a place to stay. Otherwise, we're always looking for Airbnbs to rent, and that can get complicated and very costly. So we started to raise money for this, and very quickly the Lord put it on the hearts of people, and they were very generous. And so we were able to buy two apartments instead of one. And in the first year, last year, we received revenue from this because not only are our students staying there, but when they're empty, we're renting them out to short-term tourists and visitors who are coming. And so the revenue from this was about $14,000 from last year after all the expenses were paid. And all of the revenue goes to supporting our national workers, so like the people that we're training and other people that we come into contact with who are under-supported, don't have the luxury that we have of coming to America and visiting lots of churches to raise support. And the Azerbaijani church is very poor, so they support a little bit, but they are not able yet to support fully. So we're able to help them with that. And so that $14,000 is about 10% of what we paid for the buildings in the first place. So you see God is giving a good return on everyone's investment. Next slide, please. Along those lines, we're always thinking business and how to use your money well, right? Because we really appreciate the money that you send to us, and so we're trying to think, how can we use it? We want, and so one of our projects is for microcredit. We want to start that in Georgia. We have a partner that's doing that in Azerbaijan, giving small loans to Christians who are doing ministry to help them to be able to have their own business so that they can be financially independent or at least have some credibility in the community. What do you do? I'm a boxer. I'm a boxing trainer. What do you do? I have a farm. I raise cows. So that helps people not be so suspicious of their activity and also gives them some extra income. Next slide, please. I want to tell this quick story, if it's all right. There's a guy named Tural in Guba, which is a city in Azerbaijan. And he was lying on his back several years ago in great pain. He just had back surgery. Didn't go well. He couldn't work. He couldn't get up. And so he's lying there for days and days, and he has the thought, what is the meaning of life? What's the point to all this? And so he starts looking on the internet, and he comes across a Bible online, and he starts reading it. And he says, as he read it, such a hope and a comfort, peace came over him, that he prayed, oh God, heal me that I may get up and learn more of you and serve you. And God healed him. And he got up. Now there was no, yes. Now he knew no other Christians in his village, no contact with the church or anything. Several years go by, and then he sees a Facebook ad and advertising a free New Testament. Yeah, I'd like a free New Testament. Somebody comes, Rashad comes, and hand delivers him a New Testament and starts sharing with him the gospel. And he says, I already believe in Jesus. And he shares his story. So they pray right there together. And Rashad begins to disciple him. And they start doing Bible studies in his home, and other people start coming. And Tural starts going with Rashad and following up on other people who have requested New Testaments in the area. And the group grows, and they grow in maturity as well. So now Tural can lead the group, and other people in the Bible study can lead the group too. And now Rashad doesn't have to go to Guba because he lives in a different city. He doesn't have to travel there every week because they can lead themselves now and they can follow up with those contacts on their own. So now they're going to a different city and Tural can help continue the work in Guba. We're so thankful for this. So in this picture, this is Rashad and Ramil, the other Rashad's partner who is helping him. And they're baptizing Tural in the Black Sea. They came to Georgia for trainings to learn more about how to disciple other people. And so we're very thankful for what God has done. The Azerbaijanis reaching Azerbaijanis. It's our heart to see that. On the next slide, we want to share with you a little bit about how you can be involved. You're already very involved with us, and we're very, very thankful. If you would like to get more involved, if you don't receive our newsletter, you can sign up for it on the table in the back, and we'd love to have you pray for us. We need your prayers, definitely. You can also come visit us. Okay, it's relatively safer. We are. Georgia is a Christian nation. Right now, they're not at war with Russia. And so right now, it's relatively safe. And we'd love to have you come on a vision trip or a short-term mission trip type thing. And so please let us know if you're interested in that. Also, we are raising more support. We're trying to raise $2,000 more in monthly support for both our personal and our ministry expenses. So if the Lord leads you to help with that, we can help you get that information. The Lord bless you. We'd like to close in a prayer, just blessing this church. You've been a huge blessing to us, and may we pray for you.
You do.
Okay. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this body of believers, Lord. I thank you for what you've put on their hearts, Lord. I thank you for the unity here, Lord, the diversity here. Lord, I thank you that when people come here, they feel at home. Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless this church, continue to build it, Lord, both in numbers and in maturity, Lord, that everyone may be equipped to go out and serve this community and the world, Lord, and be lights here, Lord. I pray that you would fill up this church, Lord. I pray that you would bring more churches from this church, Lord. I pray that you would do much more around the world through the prayers and the giving and the going of people in this church. Lord, I pray that you bless each person, bless the finances. I pray that you bless the relationships and bless the families. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we would like to return the favor and pray over you guys before you go too. Pastor Lane, can you come forward as well? As a church family, let's lift them up to the Lord. Dear God, we thank you so much for Karam and Joy, Lord. We thank you for their ministry. We thank you for connecting them with us. We thank you that we can partner with them to reach people for Christ and areas that would be very difficult for us to get into. And Lord, we thank you for the way you've been opening doors for them. We ask that you would continue to watch over and protect them and their children. We ask that you would bless them and their teams. Lord, we pray that you would just grant them success in this move, that it would be a smooth move for them to Tbilisi now. And Lord, strategically, that they would see that this is where you're guiding them next for their ministry. We pray for fruit, Lord. We pray for many to come to know Jesus Christ through faith and trust and discipleship, and that they would be discipled to reach others. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this good work that you are doing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand.